But we're joined on the line by MEC Sibuniso Duma. Good morning to you, MEC, and thank you for hosting us in your lovely province. I take it part of the reason why you're not sitting across from me is you obviously had to attend the Margate Airport briefing. So it's clear that KwaZulu-Natal is really pushing to initiate business in this part of the world.
No, thank you so much. Let me greet you and your listeners at home. It is an honor that we are given this opportunity. And what becomes critical about this launch is that our people are starting to realize that airport belongs to them. They could also utilize the strength of our tourism in the province of KwaZulu-Natal in the district of Ugu, who I mentioned. Ugu is one of the blessed regions which has the caves, which has some mountains, which has the nice ocean lines, which has nice hotels, although those days, as well as said, in the country, they are scarcity of water. So it means that we must do more when it comes to infrastructure. We're glad that UKMR is able to come and utilize the space of Market Airport.
Indeed, MEC. Let's talk about the overall theme and what we are here for, what you are busy doing. I take it that all of these things aren't in isolation. You didn't just go and, sort of cut the ribbon at as a singular event at Margate Airport. You're not going to be here in the next couple of minutes to obviously launch today's program in isolation. That there's a lot of stuff that's happening within the province. Please do tell us about some of the initiatives that your government, that your office in particular, is taking in an effort to reignite business activity within KwaZulu-Natal.
Thank you so much once again. I'm sure you're aware that we've got different entities in our department. That is why we went and launched Umkhuze Airport. That is why we've been going to do the trade port just to launch there. That is why we've been going to factories like Toyota, like Subcycle, as the province. Today marks our 100 days in the office. And I think you also agree that the issue of COVID-19 had an impact in our province, like the Global Village, the issue of July unrest, then the issue of floods that haunted our people in the provinces. So our bank, like Itala, had to give the grace period or the cool-off period of not paying for the last 3 months, which was the same with the growth fund. The growth fund is the fund that was established just to ensure that we expand on buying the equities in the existing companies. They could just give you money from 20 million up to 100 million. And Itala is starting from 0 to 20 million. And today, as well as amongst other things, we want to utilize the space of maritime, because in KwaZulu-Natal, we have 900 kilometers of the coastline. We are blessed with nice berg, the Drakensberg. We've got this Mangali, so wetlands. We've got nice safari in the form of Susuwe and other spectrum that has to do with safari, which has nice big five. So today we are assembling that point of ensuring that people know better about these entities, know better about how can we change the outlook of the economy in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. So this is the reason we are here celebrating, but commemorating strategic in ensuring that our people must know mostly how to change and transform the economy in a form of getting closer to the space. We are embarking on the strategy of doing the bulk buying, where if you have just planted even your hectare at home, you can start taking those big to what will be called agribusiness bulk buying. You are working close with Department of Agriculture and Rural Development in the province.
MEC, you highlighted a whole range of positives that KwaZulu-Natal has in its arsenal for doing business and for being able to succeed at business. You have fertile soil, you have 900 kilometers of coastline. You have the history of the actual province itself. It's one of the more developed provinces that we have. You have two major metropolises surrounded by places that are well-equipped. And you do also obviously have the charm of the rural areas. But you are facing some serious challenges. Let's be honest. The floods, the July unrest, and then fast forward to your coastline at the moment, many parts not accessible to people because of pollutants in the water. I mean, those are massive challenges that, with all due respect, in my opinion, can be dealt with by just decent governance, your province, your office playing a role in fixing those situations. How quickly are we back online and back at 100% capacity for the province so we can say that KwaZulu-Natal is 100% ready for all forms of business, from agriculture to tourism, all the way through to the more complex, infrastructure-heavy business needs?
Let us start from the blue economy. First, I take the responsibility for the issue of Rainkonyen as a municipality. Almost all their status of blue flag have been maintained for 365 days. Yes, actually, there are fundamental matters of the issue of E. coli because of infrastructure, because of how they treat their water. So it becomes critical that as ATR in the province, what we agreed upon in our cabinet, that from the premier's office to ATR, make sure that you work close with ATR municipality. So I think from the 1st of December, you should be opening some of the beaches so that, because it attracts almost even international tourists on a regular basis. And 2 months ago, when Turkey been declared as the safest province to do the business with, in particular, identifying the issue of ICC in the Turkey. You'll see it probably in December, the Hilton Hotel will be opened once again. So there is a need for us just to strike a balance in ensuring that during December, how do you fast-track the issue of safety in our communities? Because if you attract tourists, just make sure that as they go to Shishua, as they go to Drakensberg, their safety is guaranteed by your system. So we are doing that scope, the issue of hospitality industry. In 2018, we've attracted almost 7 million by at the end of the year. At this point in time, in our relative 4.5 million, it means that it is still possible that we can still surpass that number because of how we've scoped ourselves and how are we maintaining our legacy project by ensuring that we work closer with almost all the stakeholders and so that they could invest in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. However, there are challenges that I've already highlighted. Take, for instance, Toyota. Toyota has maintained the entire code of their staff without losing anything. But currently, if Umlazi Dam and Umlazi Canal is not fixed, they can't be insured the same with Mondis. So we are busy with those. The construction has started, and we just want to ensure that we develop the corridor from Etiwini to Kato Ridge to Camperdown area. That is going to become something that is currently under construction, which is going to enhance that corridor. So from Etiwini in the CBD district up to Joburg, you must feel the developmental party, and we want to attract more investors investing in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. I'm sure you also heard around the issue of Mulet, which is currently under business rescue. That as government, we've just gone closer, because if they will lose that business, it means that there are a lot of families who go hungry in this festive season. So the government must get closer in the process, try and assist them in salvaging the process, because sugarcane industry employs a lot of people in terms of business, sugarcane growers, the mill, and the workers. So we are there. There are other businesses currently. Like, for instance, we'll also be launching the Maritime University, which is going to be built at Ugu Sport Leisure, just to expand on the scope, because as I've spoken about 900 kilometer coastline, we are not utilizing maximally, because we've just identified the issue of oil. It has not been extracted yet. We are currently having even not a single vessel as a country of South Africa. But why don't you start building the shipyard in the province of KwaZulu-Natal? Because we've got that scope, and currently we are working closely with Singapore, with the Chinese. So it becomes easy that we could just partner in those strategic, utilizing the strength of BRICS as a partnership as well.
MSC, look, you have many ambitions, many great ideas. The one thing that I want to touch on after this is you have a very ambitious target for reducing unemployment or the unemployment levels within KwaZulu-Natal. I want to touch on sort of the timelines, how you want to achieve that as well. But looking at the time, it's 12 minutes to go before we get to 10 o'clock.
Buy a Cherry Tiggo 7 Pro or Tiggo 8 Pro this November and only pay in February 2023. That's right. If you buy now, you only pay 2 months later. The Tiggo 8 Pro deal now also includes the upgraded 7-year 90,000 kilometer service plan. All Tiggo models include a 1 million kilometer 10-year engine warranty. Book a test drive today. Visit cherry.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
When the extraordinary talent of Pakistan's top players visit our shores, excitement levels rise. We prepare to do battle in packed arenas, but today we're together on the same team, unbeatable. Now, the top players from Pakistan are products and technologies. Meet and partner with them at the Santon Convention Center from November 30th. 100 ways to grow your business. Register free at pacafrica.info. Game on.
South Africa, we need change. Our dreams need chasing. Our future needs hope. Our economy needs open businesses. But change needs help. That's why at FNB, we're changing to make help easier to access. We're finding new ways to help you change the things that matter. For you, your family, your business, and your community. Change needs you. So join the Changeables and get the help you need. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized financial services and credit provider.
Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
We have 10 minutes left before we get to the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. We're in conversation with MEC Sibanyiso Duma. Now, MEC, just prior to the break there, I, of course, mentioned the fact that you want to reduce the unemployment rate, which is sitting north of 28% within the province at the moment, and you want to reduce it to less than 20%. So over what period of time do you want to achieve this, and how are you going to achieve that? I guess through many of the really ambitious proposals that you've made thus far this morning.
I think it has become catalytic development as a form that must just design the issue of outlook per se. The issue of unemployment inequality in South Africa has gone to an extent that becomes sacrosanct with societal matters. So if the private sector is not playing the proper role, because the reality is that reducing it starting from 20 to 20% will take a collective effort. Take, for instance, the issue of aviation as a sector, transport as a sector, agriculture. We've already highlighted that we want to work so much on rebranding agriculture as a field that must attract our youth. Because I'm sure you know that the length and breadth of our province is also very arable, but in the hands of certain people that must just agree with government that from now onwards we are in the space of developing that thing. The issue of automobile, I've already highlighted that the companies that are in the province, like Toyota, they've started expanding to the nearest township like Umlazi. So we want to create that enabling environment that whoever wants to come and invest in our scope, we are going to complement by giving more incentives. Unfortunately, we are fighting with the current outlook, which is incorrect, that trouble, the BE thing might be relaxed a bit. No, it must. We must still deepen the understanding and the rationale of procurement, because if the procurement, for instance, was Natal, we appropriate 170 billion, and in that probably we've got 42 billion of infrastructure. Who is building that infrastructure? In the construction industry, we must start developing our people. So that is why the issue of TVET is critical. The issue of skills transfer becomes something critical, and the issue of image. You know, township like in Newcastle area, at some point where we built on the bedrock of coal. So if you're just going to go straight to renewables, you might denigrate and decrease the element of even increasing the scope of employment in that area, because they depend on coal. It's the same with Mnambithi area. So the issue of just transition is critical, that guarantee that you're not going to lose any scope in terms of the workers, but make sure that you are going to transfer the skills before you go to new title team, before you go to the new schools. Sure. I don't think they are. So I think we are there at that particular time, but it will embrace the entire scope of us as government, that us as private sector, that stakeholders must sit together, plan together, not in silos, just to address the imbalances so that you can reduce the issue of unemployment in the country.
MEC, I mean, one of the key issues that comes up, and I do agree with you that this is not sort of it's not a solo act for government. It's not just up to the provincial government, more specifically your office. It's sort of all hands on deck, civil society, business, community, government. Everyone needs to lend a hand here. But you know, especially the state has a major role to play. Your office has a major role to play. The provincial government overall has a major role to play. Much of the money and the investment comes from the state, from yourselves, from the province. How are you going to make sure that the money gets to where it needs to go to? So in other words, if you're putting 100 rand into infrastructural investments, ensuring that you're attracting business into KwaZulu-Natal, that you're re-establishing certain businesses within KwaZulu-Natal, how are you, MEC, going to make sure that that 100 rand goes to where it needs to go and that it's not 20 rand or 30 rand that only gets there and the remaining gets diverted? What are some of the steps and measures you've taken to eliminate things like corruption and mismanagement?
One thing that has been lacking in the side of government has been the issue of monitoring and evaluation. I'm sure these days, you know, through our IGR, that has been addressed. And fortunately, government at the level of national, they've taken a new scope of designing what is called development patterns through DDMs, district developmental model, where national, province and local government will plan in one corner that, okay, if the problems affecting this district, Zululand, is water, how do we develop the issue of bulk supply of water in this district? If at Mkanyaku, we've got Jozini Dam, how do we then identify the issue of water license? If they attract more tourists and their market so new is the safari, how do then entice more scope and ensuring that you attract more youth? So the issue of establishing a stronger role of MME becomes critical. But I think you know the issue of law enforcement in country is also the baseline, because if the issue of SIU, the hawks and subs are not strong enough, because government will always issue tenders. That's how I think we are building the infrastructure. It then depends when something of investigation has been launched, how long does it take? Because we cannot have big companies. Like, for instance, take the issue of building of 2020 World Cup. There was a huge success of South Africa as a country, but what was worse is when construction companies said they came up together and they wanted
gouging.
But there was corruption at the core. So we must design the system to address that as well.
MEC, it was absolutely lovely having this conversation with you. I hear that people are warming up for the event that you're about to attend here, of course, at the Ugu Sports and Leisure Center, at the Indoor Sports Center. All the best, and all the best for KwaZulu-Natal and all the efforts that you are making at the stage. That is, of course, the MEC, Sibonisa Duma, that I've just been chatting to there. KZN Provincial MEC of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs.